I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, it's the big show. Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Yeah, it's the big show.
And welcome in. It is the Wendy's Big Show and a little different configuration of the gang here on a Thursday afternoon in a big, big day in Milwaukee and state of Wisconsin sports. Really center stage across the country when it comes to NBA basketball. Gary Ellerson is here. Anthony Mandela is here. My name is Tim Allen. In for the boys today. No Sparky, no Billy, no Leroy. You got to be jazzed up today, right? This is one of the bigger days in Bucks history.
Listen, it is, Tim, right? Was at the doctor's office this morning. And just for a routine checkup, because you know I got arthritis. So it was a routine checkup from arthritis today. And Wendy Williams. I don't watch Wendy Williams. I don't know if you do or if any of our listeners
watch. Not really.
Yeah, I don't. But she was on the doctor's office. And we're going to get into this a little bit at 3 o'clock. But she was start talking about Drake.
See?
The doctor's office is packed. Do you know everybody put down what they were doing, start talking about that conversation? Just absolutely blew my mind.
It is. And in a way, that's good, though, for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Wendy Williams, okay? Not even that. Then, this morning on the Four Letter Network, Bucks full center stage. Because now everybody's wondering, are they actually going to win it? They got Stephen A. talking. He goes, well, you know, I picked the Bucks. I want to say the Bucks. He goes, I'm a little scared. Stephen A. says today. He goes, I don't know. I mean, there were people that thought maybe Toronto would get one at home. But no one really saw them coming out with two games.
That's where I'm at.
I don't think anybody saw that.
I'm a little nervous. I got to say, I'm a little – you know what it did? It was game three that got me nervous. Because then it put the onus back on the Bucks for the first time on the road. Do you want to have the series tied at two? It was game four. You're at their place. You just lost kind of a crusher, but you could justify that game three that, hey, Toronto played their best, the Bucks didn't, and Toronto barely won. So you could, at that time, justify it that way. So that was the tipping point for me, was game three. Now that it's tied 2-2, coming back home, there's still a ton of pressure here.
Ton of pressure.
On the Bucks. The Bucks have the pressure. There's no question.
Yes.
That's just... a little nervous about it. We'll take your calls talking about the Bucks and just how you're feeling really about what's going on.
Were we five hours away?
Yeah, it's going to be a madhouse tonight.
So I was hearing, Mandela, did they close down part of the street or something like
that? Yeah, they're closing it off at, I believe, Juno and Water, all the way down there.
At
like, I think 2 o'clock today. Yeah. So if you're planning on, you know, driving down Juno Avenue for any reason, starting now, you're going to have to, you're going to have to walk.
That's a party.
Across the bridge.
That's crazy.
That's a party. That's a big party.
That's what you call it, Tim.
It is a party, and it's super cool. And I get all that,
Tim,
that part of it.
You and the band should be out there.
We should.
You and the band should be out there rock and rolling right now, dude.
Just playing.
On the stage. Come on, man.
Yeah, just playing some Steve Miller band.
A little
something.
Steve Miller, you know. Little Jimi Hendrix, you know, yeah. I don't know. Little Purple Haze.
You know Bonkers?
No, we're not doing that.
We're not doing that today?
No.
Should we be nervous, though? I mean, when you think about it, the Bucks have only lost back-to-back twice this season, right? They've had the knack of always bouncing back. Mm-hmm. Best record in the NBA. Now, again, this flew under the radar prior to this series. I didn't realize that Toronto was only two back of Milwaukee at 58 wins. In the regular season. So that was like, oh, okay.
Right. A lot of people did not realize that.
Should we be nervous, though, as Bucks fans?
Good question.
I mean, I know I am, only because the one game could tip this whole thing. It's best of three now. We're all aware of that. And you do have home court.
Yeah.
So in theory, based on the season, you should win two of the next three. In theory, you should. But it's the way that they're acting now. There was some body language in game four. There was just that look on their face that, wow, we're really challenged now. Now we're 2-2. Now they're thinking about it. And is it true that Coach Bud didn't have his team and squad address the media today?
No, they did not address the media today.
See, again, should you be doing things that are different than what you've done this entire time? That's a big question.
Well, maybe you want some focus. I mean, I don't know, but that is different. Well, Tim, what's the question?
Should we feel nervous and high? Well, first of all, how you feeling?
How you feeling about the game tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Number one, but is it okay to feel nervous?
Yeah,
because
I think you're gonna feel nervous regardless. Tim, you play ball. You felt nervous before every game.
Every game, I had to pee.
Right. So I mean, you're gonna feel nervous. Let me just tell you how I feel about this game real quick, which is great because I had the Bucks in six. Now, I'm not going to call any names, but there are a lot of people who changed and said it was going to be a sweep that was sitting in this station here. There were a lot of people then said Bucks in five. Then there are a lot of people said Bucks in five. And then, of course, my Leroy Butler, I call his name out. He says, I just want to win. I just want to get a win. I don't care. I just win. Just win the series. I don't care what they do. Just win the series.
Right.
And I get that. And I was saying this to Steve. That's the difference between, like, players, former players, and fans.
Yep.
Fans are reactionary. They get all hyped up.
Fanatical.
Right. And they, you know, and they see it and they go, and they start doing stuff. But we are trained, players, former players, mm-hmm. been there, and people think that this is weird. Media guys often think when we say one game at a time, we truly mean one game at a time. Folks don't believe that, but you are hammered with that day one when you're 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. If you're playing a huge basketball tournament somewhere, AAU or doing something like that, because you're playing a bunch of games, it's truly one game at a time. You can't look ahead playing full package or these other team or whatever. It's truly one game at a time. And you in playoffs, right, it's a whole different scenario. You don't know what that's going to – it's not like regular season. And everybody always tell me, Gary, stick to football. You don't know – stick to football, Gary. You don't know – yeah. Well, looks like we're heading to at least six games.
Yeah, well, no, the philosophy should not change based on the sport. It's still the same philosophy.
Right. Playoffs are different. Playoffs are completely different.
I don't know how that's the admiration I've had with certainly baseball players and the football players that I've run into over
just
the years.
Just in general.
Just the way that it's – you guys can just chill like that, the calm before the storm sort of thing.
Right.
Whereas we're very nervous. Every single Packer playoff game.
Right.
You can ask any Packer fan, and they're probably going to lie to you.
Yeah.
But they are nervous.
Yes.
Because it's one game.
Everybody should be nervous. But here's what I feel. You asked me how I'm feeling tonight?
Yep.
I feel pretty good about it. I'm nervous, but feel good about it. I think they get a win tonight. I think they get a win tonight, and I think they go to Toronto and close it out in six. I think that's what happens.
414-799-1250. Your thoughts on how you're feeling heading into this game five. A pivotal game five. We're going to look at some numbers a little bit later on about – you know, whoever wins game five in a 2-2 series tie, what percentage goes on to win that series? And so this is a huge game. And I'm nervous about it just because of the way the rest of the playoffs shook out. If you look at the Detroit series, you look at the Boston series, you look at this series, and you see an ebb and flow. Obviously, the talent got tougher. The competition got tougher. But still, the way you won the first couple of games of this series, I don't know. I feel totally disappointed that it didn't, at least they didn't get one.
Tim,
just based on the first two games.
Tim, I'm totally about playoffs, star players. I'm totally about Kawhi Leonard, and I'm totally about Giannis. We'll get into a little bit more Giannis at 4 o'clock, but it comes between those two guys, and that's how I see it.
Well,
and right now Kawhi's winning that
game 4.
In fact, Kawhi versus Giannis, Kawhi is winning that. If you guys can get mad with me if you want to, but that's how I see it right now. Kawhi is winning that right now.
Well, after playing almost an hour's worth of basketball in game 3. They knew Leonard was going to be a little bit slow, right? Didn't they?
You thought the whole team would be slow after coming in off the series they came in off to going now and playing the Bucks.
But was that Toronto? Was that Toronto that adjusted, or was that Milwaukee?
I don't know.
It just felt to me like game 4, the offensive game plan really looked like they were trying to kick it to Middleton a lot. Instead of going with your bread and butter. And Middleton is part of that. I get it. But didn't it seem like to you that they were almost forcing Middleton to be the man? And he was.
What do you mean in game 4?
In game 4.
No, I just think that's the way it kind of washed out. And that's the Bucks, so you don't know.
But was it the Bucks or was it Toronto forcing the hand?
It was Toronto because they don't want Giannis really doing anything, and so all these other guys are going to get the looks, and that's what's got to happen. These other guys got to step up and play. They got to get some looks, but still, to me, it's about Giannis. 414-799-1250. We'll take a phone call here real quick, Tim.
Sure.
How you feeling? Heading into game number 5, Trail? You're first up at 105.7 FM. The Fan. T, what you got? How you feeling, man?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Yo.
You know, I feel good, but there's a little bit of trepidation in there.
Okay, come on.
Because this is a pressure-packed game.
Yes.
And I don't know if this team or the players on this team will admit that it is, or are they trying to downplay it or trying to go out there and play it regular. But, you know, this is a pressure game because the simple fact you're coming off of the two-game slide in their home, and now you need to come back and reassert yourself in this series and show that you're still the dominant team. At home, and this is what you played for all season. This is why you got those 60 wins, so you can have the opportunity to play a game at home. But just because you got a game on your home court does not guarantee you winning the game.
No, it doesn't.
You still got to go out there, and you got to play the game, and you got to beat Toronto. Well, I think first off, the main reason I think Toronto protected their home court. Not only they've been a good team. They've been the second best team.
Absolutely.
This whole year.
People forgot about that, Terrell. They have been. Yep. People forgot about that.
And I think that in these two games, game 3 and game 4, they punked us. They were just more physical than us, and they wanted it more. And, I guess a team that good is going to go home, and you're going to try to protect your home court, and that's what they did. So the Bucks got to come back and answer the call.
Well, let me ask you this, Terrell, because you said this. Do you think Bucks fans – were a little overconfident after they went up 2-0?
I mean, I was overconfident before the series started, Gary.
Yeah, of course you were. But I'm just saying, just in general, did you think they get even more overconfident after going up 2 games?
Yeah, because I thought the Bucks would win in 5 because I didn't think Toronto could beat us 2 games in a row, which they proved me wrong. They did.
Right.
Well, Trill, and it's the way they won those first 2 games. It wasn't just the fact that they won. I mean, they dominated those dudes.
Yeah, but this is a pressure game. And this, you know what, Gary?
What?
You said it right. You said it's going to come down. I know they've been playing this boxing one and all these different defense with Giannis, but I'm sorry. He's got to get it done.
Yeah, he does.
It's going to come down to him or it's going to come down to Kawhi. And if Giannis does what he does at home, we're going to win the game.
We should be okay.
But if he doesn't, we're going to have trouble.
Thanks for your phone call.
Thanks,
appreciate
man.
It, man. Yeah, that's how I see it. 414-799-1250. How you feeling headed into tonight's game? That's where I'm at.
There's an excitement level for sure, just because of the event itself.
Sure.
Just because this is, not any disrespect, but little old Milwaukee here. You know what I mean? This is us.
Little old.
This is us finally. Stephen A's talking about us.
Yeah,
these guys on the big platform, the big networks, the national scene, it's all about the Milwaukee Bucks right now. Golden State's just hanging out. They're doing nothing. They're not a topic of conversation. This is it right here, this game. And we want to know how you're feeling today heading into tonight's Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Bucks against Toronto. It's the Wendy's Big Show. Gary Ellerson, the mainstay, the anchor of the Wendy's Big Show. Anthony Mandela, Tim Allen, and you guys at 414-799-1250 here on The Fan.
This is the Wendy's Big Show. Here's something to cluck about. Wendy's made-to-crave menu now includes delicious chicken options. So upgrade those basic go-tos with the new avocado BLT, sausage bacon chicken, and barbecue chicken sandwiches today. Available now at participating restaurants.
It's the Wendy's Big Show, a Thursday edition. You know what that means, Throwback Thursday. There's Janet Jackson, Gary Ellerson, Anthony Mandela, Tim Allen. A little different configuration for the Wendy's Big Show today. You want to nominate your artist for a Throwback Thursday next week? You can do so right now on Twitter, right? Is that where they get to us?
At Twitter with the hashtag Big Throwback. You got to tweet at the fan. You got to use the hashtag Big Throwback.
Gary?
How you do it?
Yeah.
You got one?
Yeah. Let's go Dave Matthews.
Oh! Dave Matthews Band.
He just sits right in. Jimmy?
Johnny Taylor.
Ooh.
I'm on a new Johnny Taylor kick, and not many people...
You have been for the last 2 days.
Yes.
I don't even know who that is.
No, because...
is that an old person guy?
Gary, yeah, yeah, most people just say... He's
is that really from like good. The 40s when Tim was in high school?
Very talented.
Okay. It's like, I don't know how you would describe him. Blues, R&B.
Yeah, all that.
Okay.
And kind of love making music.
Yeah, all that.
Pretty much.
Let me have it.
Now, he's new to me, but I...
A couple babies with him, cause.
I tell people I'm on a Johnny Taylor kick, and they're like, who the hell's Johnny Taylor? Just check him out.
Geez.
Just listen to him. It's one of those things where you kind of got to stay. You can't be an old host here that went up to Minnesota and just be so locked into music you don't even want to like anything else. You just open your senses a little bit. You'll dig Johnny Taylor, trust me.
All righty, so we got Dave Matthews Band, Johnny Taylor. I'm going to double down with you, GE. I promised an intern.
You have to.
Texas. Mm-hmm. Dave Matthews Band. So we go to the booth.
Let's do it.
The pipe bomb.
Well, since Sparky is out, somebody's got to hold the candle for Boy Band Nation. it's not going to be Backstreet Boys or any of those. I'm going to take four bands. The big four, Metallica, Megadeth, Slayer, and Anthrax. Jeez. The big four. Tweet that in. Let's get some real jams next week.
I like some of that stuff. How was Judas Priest last night?
Oh, Priest was awesome. It was like a pretty much all deep cut show. Songs they haven't played in 25, 30 years live. It was phenomenal.
He's our heavy metal expert, as you know, Gary. So,
I was just going to say, if I had a dollar for a song I've heard by every band that Jeff just mentioned, I would still be broke.
No, they've kicked out some good songs.
I don't think I've heard a single song by any of those bands.
414. You haven't heard a Metallica song?
I don't think so. Well, maybe I just didn't know it was
half
Metallica.
Half the bumper music's Bill in Michaels. Here is Metallica really? And stuff like that. So
Bill Michaels' bumper is Metallica.
Right, I know it's Rush coming in, and then his other one is.
And then the other one is Metallica, yes.
Oh.
All right, how you feeling? There's our nominations. If you want to nominate one, hit us up. How you feeling about tonight's game? An absolute madhouse tonight at the Fiserv Forum.
It better be, Tim.
I know.
It better be.
I didn't want to say it way, but
no,
you
it
did.
Better be. I'm going to get into it a little bit deeper at three, but it better be.
Yes, because there's some extenuating circumstances that we'll, again, get into at three. But just overall, 2-2, series tied, best of seven. It's back home. You lost that double OT game in Toronto game three.
Yeah.
That, to me, was a little bit of an eye-opener. I think that's the way to put it.
Right.
That, this is not going to be that easy. And then it shifted to Toronto lighting a fire under them because of game three.
Right.
And saying, hey, man, we're at our own place. We bumped these dudes down, and then we got this thing tied. Who knows what's going to happen after that?
No, we don't. Game says 7:30. I keep saying that.
Yep, 7:30.
5 hours away.
5 hours away.
414-799-1250, folks. How you feeling? Let's go out to Darren on the north side. Darren, you're up next, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Darren, how you feeling about tonight, man?
feeling real good, feeling real good. I had to go back and think about game five of the 2001 Eastern Conference Finals. We had that game in the bag. Big Dog, he missed that 15-footer. He hit that 15-footer. He always make that shot. He missed that shot over McKee. We could have win the game. But we lose the game. We come back to Milwaukee. Ray Allen goes off. We win game six. So with that being said, we got game five here at home. We got Giannis. He just made the first team All-NBA. Then Bledsoe. Just him making the defensive team. I think he's going to look at that and step his defense up.
Let's hope so. I mean, they're going to need it tonight.
That's your phone call,
the number one defense in basketball. And Bledsoe is a huge part of that. If you haven't heard, him and Giannis, first team all defense. So, I guess in that regard, it just like Darren said, it makes me feel a little bit better. But you see this game tied at 84 late, and now I'm doubly nervous. Just because, you know, you want that 17-point lead, and then Toronto gets on a little bit of a run and breaks it down to like 9, and then it pounds back up to 12 or 13. That's the type of game I want. I'm not sure I'm going to get that game tonight.
No, but we just need to win. I don't care. I'm doing Leroy here. I don't care how they get it. They just need to win. They need to win. So they can feel good about themselves. You're right. The pressure is on the Milwaukee Bucks right now. But I do. I feel good about tonight. I think they get the win tonight. I think they go to Toronto and close it out. That's how I'm feeling. But you know what? Most Milwaukee Bucks fans, they've never really been in this position before.
Right.
The Milwaukee Bucks fans, if you go to the games and you look around in the crowd, it's a relatively young crowd. I mean, it's not like the crowd, okay, back in 1981, 1982, 83, when I was here and going to the Mecca. Not the same people. I mean, not really the same people at the Bradley Center. This is a whole new – I mean, you still got your stable of people. I mean, you still got your – you know, what's your boy name? Gruber? Or what's his name?
Yeah, David Gruber.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That's him.
Dr. Dave.
Yeah, I mean, you still got those main – you've got some mainstays. But for the most part, it's new money and younger people right now at the Fiserv that really first time experiencing this run.
Yep.
For the Milwaukee Bucks, I don't know if they know how to act.
They don't. I think that's why Juno.
Or they know how to feel,
like we were talking about before.
Yeah,
that's why the streets are blocked off.
I think a little bit because on a Friday and Saturday night downtown, they block all the streets off anyway because nobody knows how to act right. They're too busy having a good time.
No, this is
like wandering into the street. It's a whole party atmosphere spilling out of Fiserv Forum on game day.
It's like a Friday night though.
But this is what they wanted.
Oh yeah.
This is what they wanted out of Fiserv. This is why they did. This is why they built a Deer District. This is what they wanted. And, you know, doesn't it, to Tim, come full circle when you were asking for a little money to get this thing built?
See, I agree.
I hate totally going back agree. There, but now you see the vision
yep.
of what these guys were talking about your city, Milwaukee. Yep. Now, I know some folks don't even go downtown. I mean, I know there are some folks in Muskego who don't even know way, know how. It's a big city. They ain't coming down there. So maybe you don't then enjoy what's happening, but your city looks really beautiful. And there are some people who don't even like the NBA, so they even watch it. But your city looks really beautiful on national television.
I would agree with you, Gary, that you're right. Some basketball fans, they're probably just whatever. Non-basketball fans, just whatever. They're not following it. But even a large portion of that group that just aren't big basketball fans, they can't help but pay attention to this. So
I think everybody's paying attention. Like yeah. I say, my daughter's office today, all old people. And I'm the only young guy in there. That's kind of how my life goes right now. But everybody was, after they saw the Wendy Williams show, man, everybody was talking Bucks, man. Old ladies, old men, 75, 80 years old. Everybody's talking Bucks. It's unbelievable. That kind of gave me a real snapshot into really what the Milwaukee Bucks, I guess, mean or how they have captured
mm-hmm.
the city, so to speak. It's weird.
It's pulling a community together. For
weird.
Sure. It is. And, you know, you look back at the timeline of when the senator sold the team and there was some, you know, discord as to these dudes from New York are coming in and now they want money and all that debate. As you said, there's a money situation and taxes and infrastructure and the whole deal. And then they bring in a known coach who is now obviously gone.
Mm-hmm.
But they see the maturation of Giannis and they start building this thing. And in a way, it was pretty damn quick when you think about it. To get to this level, this platform here, now you're tied 2-2, best of five Eastern Conference. I'm sorry, best of seven Eastern Conference. Game five tonight, and the city is, well, probably going to be turned on its ear. And those moments in times like this, you won't necessarily know it when they happen, but try to observe the moment tonight, whether it's in the stands, whether it's a big free throw, whether it's a huge foul, a bad call, a buzzer beater, something. These types of games typically, Gary, have a moment or two in them which define the entire series.
It does.
It's these types of games, man. And are you gonna be nervous about it like me? Gary's a little nervous. I'd say he's, right, half nervous?
I'm very confident. I mean, yeah, you got stuff. I mean, I can't wait to see it. I'm glued in. I'll be dialed in. But I think they win it, and they close it out in Toronto in six.
How are you guys feeling about that game tonight? Down at the Fiserv Forum, 414-799-1250. We'll take your calls. Continue our conversation here. Gary Ellerson, Anthony Mandela, Tim Allen in for the boys today. You're listening to the Wendy's Big Show on The Fan.
This segment of the Wendy's Big Show is brought to you by McCormick Law Office. McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys.
That's a throwback Thursday artist, Janet Jackson, Black Cat. You remember that one?
I have the Black Cat in you.
Indeed. Wendy's Big Show. Welcome back. Gary Ellerson, Anthony Mandela, Tim Allen, and you guys at 414-799-1250 talking about the big game tonight and just all focus. That's the coolest thing about this entire deal. That's what I liked about the Brewers' run last year, Gary, was that you felt vindicated in a way that, hey man, we're not a little league state, you know, outside of Green Bay Packers. Not little leagues.
No, you think about it right now. No, you're not. You look at the Packers, you look at the Brewers, you look at the Bucks. I mean, although the Badger football team didn't do well last year or the basketball team, there's still some consistency of winning that you've had there. Now Marquette's trying to make a run back, but the whole state sports has been absolutely incredible on a national level here for the last 10 years.
And you wonder if this is sustainable. And I would suspect, in taking a look at both of these two organizations, in specific the Brewers and the Bucks, that I think it is. I think that they're well on their way, and certainly things coming to fruition for the Milwaukee Bucks. But a huge matchup tonight, Game 5, Eastern Conference Finals. And I love that part of it where, as you said, at the doctor's office, everyone just kind of honed in.
Honed in, man. Old people.
Fox.
Oh, I'm at St. Luke's,
even
man.
Old people.
Oh, old people at St. Luke's, man. Let's go to Paul in Waukesha. Paul, you're up next, 105.7 FM in the Fan. Paul, how you feeling about tonight's game, man?
I'm feeling good. I mean, it's definitely a must win, but, I mean, I like the experience they're going to gain from, you know, being challenged. You know, I feel like if they would have swept or, you know, even won in five games going to Golden State, you know, overconfident, not really being challenged would be a bad thing. So, I mean, I like to see this go six or seven. let them realize what it's going to take, you know, to win a title, because that's really what this is all about, right?
Not a part of you nervous at all?
Well, I'm not saying it's in the bag. I mean, just trying to stay positive here. You know, after the first two games, I was thinking sweep or five. And, you know, the thing I really don't like is the lack of effort I'm seeing. You know, it's one thing to get outplayed, but to just see these guys out there look like they're not playing their hardest, I don't really like that. But.
Gotcha. All right. Thanks, Paul.
Let me ask you this question. Son Ty.
Yep.
Plays D1 ball.
Baseball. Yep.
Have you ever asked him, in a game, did you ever not try? Have you ever asked him that question?
I haven't.
Ask him that question.
Okay.
Because to me, I think that is a huge misnomer.
Misunderstanding, yes.
I think so.
Agreed.
I think it is. I think we kick it around. I know coaches do too. Coaches tell you you're not trying hard. I mean, give me more, because everybody always want more. Really, I don't know if there's a game that I've ever played in my life where I didn't try to give 100%, 110, all the time. Now, in practice, I may not try hard in practice.
Right.
I'm lollygagging around there and there now that. But in the game, I don't know if I just ask Ty that for me.
Yeah.
Now, is there some games where I just don't have it?
And you know you don't have it?
And it ain't there, and you're scuffling. You like that word, scuffling.
I do.
Threw a little baseball in there. And you're scuffling, right? You're just trying to find it, right? You're trying to find it, and there's some games you just don't have it. And, Tim, there's other games, well, like in the football is a little bit more because it's a physical sport. There are other games where this joker is just bigger, faster, and stronger than you, and you know it.
Yep.
And there's nothing you can do about it. Nothing. You're trying, but there's nothing you can do about it.
And that's what drives me nuts when the
– But that doesn't mean that you're not trying. It means the other guy's right. Better.
When the tanking conversation – arise.
I don't know how guys tank. I just
they don't.
I don't know how. I just really don't.
Because it's a reflection on them.
Yes.
Now, can the coach or the organization?
They can pull you back.
They can. They can.
Because they can make it hard for you by not having the right players out there.
But not the players.
I never.
So that, although
please
fans
ask Ty, that for me.
I will.
Please.
Fans are adept though at reading some facial expressions.
Yeah.
And.
We get frustrated.
We do, and I think they didn't like the optics, if you will, the visuals of game four toward the end of that game. I think that's where they're coming from.
Okay.
Well, just that goofy look on your face when you know you're sort of defeated.
Well, the goofy look is I got nothing.
Right.
They're better.
At a certain point, though, too, guy, like this isn't football. You get your 60 minutes, and then you have to just either make it or break it. This is a series, right? And so we've seen it in baseball where at a certain point a game is out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when guys like Hernan Perez start pitching, right? Because at a certain point, today's game is lost. You need to be ready to win the next
sure.
one. Sure. Right? So when you're talking about effort, guys not trying, at a certain point, too, there's and you could attest this better than I could, Gary. At a certain point, too, aren't you kind of letting off the gas a little bit because you know you still got to go out there and work 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 more games?
No.
If you're these Bucks?
No. Because Hernan Perez, what you call him?
Hernan Perez.
Yeah, Hernan Perez. He's coming in pitching his ass off.
Right, and I didn't mean he's phoning it
but I'm
it
saying
in.
What you're saying, but he's not. He may be
but
less.
Like you see it.
He may be less of a pitcher than the next guy, but this guy's giving you all he's got.
Yeah, right. And he's a second baseman.
Right.
But he's still pitching his ass off.
Right.
What I mean is, like, we've seen. Yeah. In years past, for example, and this is the playoffs, not the regular season, Popovich would start sitting guys periodically.
Sure.
Because, you know, there's a long game to it.
Right.
So at a certain point, and I'm not saying they're not trying hard, I'm trying to say the opposite of that, that these guys really do believe that they can get this thing in 7, and they know they have 7, and they're trying to win that game,
yeah.
But they're not trying to kill themselves to get back into game 4 when they know that either way they got to play game 6.
Yeah, no, I don't know how you do that.
I don't either.
Just saying. I understand your
sure.
your logic. I just never done that. Let's get out to Ted in Brookfield. Ted, you're up next. 105.7 FM, the Fan. Ted, how you feeling about tonight, man?
I'm not feeling very good.
Okay.
And it pretty much centers around Charles Barkley.
Well, it always does. What did Charles Barkley do?
Well, you know, that doofus, he predicted Portland and Milwaukee would go to the final. You know, and he was all over that. And then, you know, Portland, of course, they didn't even have a chance to breathe. And now Milwaukee, that's got me worried. And that last game, I mean, the Bucks were really out of sorts. I mean, they couldn't hit a shot from 5 feet away.
Yeah.
And so tonight, you know, they got to do 180.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's Milwaukee's been kind of strange because, you know, that first game with Boston, you know, where they looked like they didn't even know how to play basketball.
Right, right.
And then they come back and, you know, they win it in five, which is great. So they got to do a similar turnaround tonight. And that game in Toronto, holy cow. The personnel, Giannis, you know, Giannis is a little bit out of sorts. So I'm concerned.
All right, Ted's a little concerned. Hey, Ted, real quick, do a little side thing here, Timmy. Where are you watching the game at tonight, Ted?
You know, I was debating about riding my bike down there to the Fiserv Plaza and just hanging out and taking in some excitement.
Nice night. Take your bicycle down there.
Don't take Juno, Ted.
Are you going to do that or you're not going to?
Well, I want to do it. Uh-huh. But I'm 50-50 now. I could stay at home and just lay out on the lazy boy, too.
Ted, okay. You sound like a pipe smoker. Thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it. You know what a pipe smoker is? Like, you know, you have cigarettes. You have guys that smoke cigarettes, right? You have guys that smoke cigars, and then you have guys that smoke pipes.
Very astute pipe smoker.
Well, your pipe smokers, they're kind of in between. They don't know, like, really what they want to do.
They don't know if they want to smoke a pipe and is biking in from Brookfield.
They don't know if they want to smoke a cigar. They don't know if they want to smoke a cigarette. So you just kind of just go right in there.
Pipe smoker. Clear and defined definition. Pipe smoker. I didn't know that.
You're
like a Captain Black pipe smoker?
I've never known anybody that smoked a pipe.
They're confused. I mean, they look astute. Is that what you use?
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
They got like a jacket.
Smoking jacket.
Got a smoking jacket.
Yeah, you
got
to
one of them padded chairs with the arms on it.
But you know, Gary, these days you say pipe smoker.
Mm-hmm.
You know what people are thinking.
Well, yeah, that's why I just cleared it up.
Okay. Yeah, like real tobacco.
Right, that's why. Well, I mean, it was legal in how many states right now? I don't know.
That's true.
And the NFL, dad smoked a pipe.
Do you hear what Chris Long said the other day?
NFL's looking at it right now.
Yeah, they are. Chris Long was, wow.
Mm-hmm. NFL's looking at it.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll get to that today or tomorrow. I'm sure next week.
Let's get to it tomorrow for sure.
Yeah, 799-1250, a huge, huge game tonight at the Fiserv Forum and a party going on. And that's the one thing I do like about this whole Bucks thing, just in general, winning or losing aside, just the whole facility, the district, the party atmosphere around it,
mm-hmm.
They've done a hell of a job.
They have.
They really have.
They have.
And so does Pella Windows and Doors.
Look at you, Tim.
Yeah.
My good friends over at Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin. Guys, the best windows and doors out there. Pella has 9 different lines to choose from. Go to PellaWI.com to start the process right now. They're offering 0% down, 0% financing for 18 months. No payment until June of 2020. Guys, experience the Pella difference. When you work with Gina Della from Pella, you work with her and her entire team. Guys, they're there to make your job run smoothly, and they do that. Folks, they install year-round. So please call them today at 262-783-6600. That's 262-783-6600. Or go to PellaWI.com. Ask for the zero down, zero financing, zero payments for 18 months. And tell Gina Della from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin that Gary and Leroy sent you.
This is the Wendy's Big Show. Here's something to cluck about. Wendy's Made to Crave menu now includes delicious chicken options. So upgrade those basic go-tos with the new avocado BLT, sausage bacon chicken, and barbecue chicken sandwiches today. Available now at participating restaurants.
Oh, baby, don't stop.
It's your hit music station, 105.7 FM, The Fan. It's a Throwback Thursday. Wendy's Big Show here on The Fan. Tim, there's Janet Jackson.
Let that play a little bit. So, I'm at Summerfest. Maybe one of these guys look it up. I saw Janet Jackson at Summerfest probably some 20 years ago at the Amp.
Yep.
And I had got there a little early, and I'm walking around Summerfest. And all of a sudden, here comes Janet Jackson. I think she, I don't know if she was on a Rhythm Nation tour or what tour that was, but she's walking right at me.
Just walking right down
through
the Midway?
Summerfest. But she was in the middle, so she had all her dancers.
Gotcha. All right.
They surrounded her. So she was kind of in the middle. And so they're walking towards me, you know, and I can see them. And they're just prancing as they're walking. And I go, oh, my God, that's Janet. What's up, Janet? She waves at me.
Oh, nice.
She say, what's up, Gary?
No.
She didn't know you?
No, the wave's good enough.
Dude, I was so strung out. What?
Yeah, well then.
Janet Jackson, man. That's about as close as I got to her.
Not to bring you down a little bit, but.
Love that girl.
You were the one at Summerfest that notified me that her brother died.
Yeah, Michael Jackson. I was at Summerfest when her brother died. Yeah, isn't that crazy?
We were doing transition. Yeah, you guys were down there for the show.
Yeah,
the
post-game, Michael Jackson did, dog.
Post-game was coming on right after, and you're like, hey, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was sad.
Oh, my goodness.
414-799-1250. Huge game tonight. How you feeling, Bucks fans, about Game 5 Eastern Conference Finals?
Let's get out to my good friend Dwayne in River West. Dwayne, you're up next. 105.7 FM The Fan. Dwayne, how you feel about tonight, man?
I feel good about tonight. It's, you got 1-2 in the East.
Yeah.
One is left in the West.
Right.
One home court advantage. Milwaukee went 62-60-22. Toronto 58-24. What do you think? It's exactly what I expected. The Bucks in 7. It's going to be squeaky games. It's real similar to last year's Boston series where the home team won every game. A couple close games at home, a blowout on the road, a blowout at home. Bucks in 7.
So do you see the configuration of the 7 where the Bucks could lose this one, win in Toronto, come back home for 7?
No. Nobody's winning on the road.
Okay.
Dwayne, so here's my next question for you. Did you have it going in 7 before the series started? Okay.
What do they call Kawhi Leonard, a cyborg?
Yeah.
He's that dude. I was at game one. He's that dude. He ain't losing at home.
He is that dude.
He's that dude. But Giannis has got to be that dude tonight.
Yeah, he does.
Or Lopez has to be that dude tonight. I ain't losing at home.
Hey, you need to call. Listen, to when we get to 4 o'clock, you might want to listen to 4 o'clock because I might want to hear from you. Thanks, Dwayne. Appreciate it, bro.
Thanks, man.
Let's go out to my good friend Phil in Milwaukee. Phil, you're up next, 105.7 FM. What's that number?
105.7 FM The Fan.
FM The Fan.
Yeah.
Who'd I say?
Phil.
Huh?
Phil in Milwaukee.
What's up, Phil? How you feeling, man?
I'm positive.
All right.
I'm not calling a blowout, but I'm feeling good.
I'm impressed. Right. I'm impressed, man.
All right.
I think we got to get that out of our system. But I wanted to piggyback on something you said before, Tim.
Piggyback.
I travel for a living, but I also drive for Uber in my spare time. Right? Mm-hmm. I do Uber and Lyft.
Right.
And the last couple of weeks, really, dude, I'm having people in my car. I had one guy in there from Brazil, mm-hmm. whose wife is a reporter,
mm-hmm.
that he lives in New York, and he came to see the game with her here. And he lives in Sao Paulo, and he's telling me how cool Milwaukee is. And God, I wish we could do this in New York. He said, you know, you go to MSG, he's like, I can't just walk across the street and get a beer. He said, and then you know what they did? He said, I got a beer. They let me walk around with it outside.
Yeah.
He was blown away, man. It was so funny.
Can you do that legally?
Yeah, they give you a plastic cup.
Oh.
Yeah, so if you want to go, you know, like if you want to leave, drink Wisconsinably, you know, mm-hmm. go walk around,
yeah.
they just give you a plastic cup before you leave.
It's just cool. I mean,
and
that,
so,
it
is. Well, it let is. Me ask you this. Yeah. So Phil, business-wise, how is business for you with the Uber and the Lyft since this is going?
Crazy.
Yeah?
Great, which I like to see, dude, because we like to drink and we don't drink and drive, right?
Right. So I was taking an Uber the other night, and my Uber driver was telling me that he has been actually busier on away games than he is when games are actually here in town.
Totally, yeah. And, you know, I think a lot of times with away games, people are going to other places.
That's what he was saying.
Like they'll hit bars. Yeah. The other thing, I thought this was super cool, too. So I had a guy in the car about 2 months ago, and he had an Australian or a New Zealand accent, right?
Yeah.
So I said, where are you from, man? He's like, I'm from Australia. And I said, cool, so what are you doing in Milwaukee? He said, I came to check out the Fiserv Forum. He came from Australia to check out the Fiserv Forum. He says, yeah, he says, I live in Perth, which is on, you know, the western coast, on the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
And he said, we're building our first indoor arena
for
basketball and for volleyball. He said, volleyball is real big in Australia. So he said, I came here to check this out. I said, you came to Milwaukee to look at this stadium. He said, it's state of the art.
Well, it is.
He said, this is the best stadium right now. He said, now when San Francisco, when the Warriors build their new stadium, he's like, that'll be
the cat's meow.
Yeah,
all right.
Exactly.
Where you watching the game at, buddy?
I'm going down to the Deer District.
All right. Sounds
nice.
Good. Thank you.
I forgot
to get Dwayne on that.
You know, the Fiserv Forum, I'm going to say the same thing I said about Miller Park. It's kind of hard to believe it's here. You know what I mean? Because we're so used to that old junky old county stadium over there, and then the old Mecca, and then it lived its day and probably outlived that day. And then the Bradley Center comes in, and you're like, wow, this really kind of cool. But you still didn't think about it like that. Mm-hmm. And by the way, did you realize, Gary, on Uber now, you can checkmark your level of conversation from your Uber driver?
What do you mean?
So in other words, you can click on shut your mouth, sort of. It doesn't say that, but it says no conversation, little conversation.
To your Uber driver?
Right on the app when you order the car service.
Hmm. So I took a Uber downtown. And I didn't notice Uber worked like this. A gal picked me up at my place. She was coming back from Illinois. And she was just looking to make a couple bucks heading back to Green Bay. And she picked me up at my place, dropped me off downtown, and then headed to Green Bay, made some money. Isn't that something?
That
I wonder if I can... No, I don't need that.
Yeah.
I'll run to somebody.
Yeah, indeed. 414-799-1250. It's going to be a party. And Phil was referring to just the district itself.
Isn't that great?
I recall having one of the politicians on one of the shows that I filled in on some years ago, and he was all up in arms about how we didn't want to pay for it, and it's making millionaires more millions of dollars and things like that. All that aside, now it's starting to come to fruition. We definitely enjoy the facility.
Mm-hmm.
But now we've got a basketball game to get to. And you got to follow through here, center stage.
Let's go out to my good friend Kendrick on the north side. Kendrick, you're up next, 105.7 FM The Fan. Kendrick, how you feeling about tonight, man?
What's going on, fellas?
You?
I'm just a tad bit, just a teeny, teeny, teeny bit nervous.
Just teeny, okay.
Nerve said it when he left here. They defended home court. We got to do the same. You know, and we got to look at it now. And you can tell early how the Bucks will come out early if they're going to be in this game. Mm-hmm. They cannot let Toronto get any confidence. You know, the Bucks got to jump out, and Toronto's a good team, so they'll probably make some runs. But the Bucks got to come out with confidence, and I'm with that guy. I said six, but now I think the Bucks will come back here in seven. And one more thing about that medical marijuana. I saw this guy on Twitter, and I forget his name, but you would know this better than anybody, Gary, as being an NFL player.
Sure.
He said basically look at the contract is going to come up, and they're going to use that to the players to be like, hey, you know, we can let you have this marijuana. Can we get our 18 games? Can we get this? It's a money grab. Because the studies have already been done, and the NFL is a $1 billion company. They're not doing this haphazardly
No. They're in discussions about it right now. No,
oh,
they're not.
Oh, sure.
Where you watching the game tonight, Kendrick?
Somewhere, man. I don't know, but somewhere I will be ready at 7:30.
What do you mean somewhere? You just don't want to sit on radio?
Maybe at my parents' house or my girlfriend's house. I don't know, but I'll be there.
Well, what's up with your girlfriend? Why not her house?
Well, If I do, it's not like she's going to watch it, so I don't know. It all depends.
Does she have a bad setup, Kendrick? Is that it? Does she have a bad setup?
No, it's okay, but you know what? She told me yesterday, it don't matter if they win or not because they're going to get smoked by Golden State.
Oh, jeez.
I don't need to talk to you right now.
Thanks for the phone call, man.
Thanks, man. 414-799-1250. Continue to have conversation, take your calls. About the huge game tonight, and it is a party. Want to get back into all of us can't be there. All of you can't be there. So you're going to go to a club. You're going to go to the sports bar. You're going to go to a house party on a Thursday night, watch the game. We'll get into all that and more. Wendy's Big Show today. Gary Ellerson, it's Anthony Mandela, Tim Allen, getting you ready for Game 5 Eastern Conference Finals today here on The Fan.
Who's going to win it? The Bucks, let it fly. President Brogdon, let it fly, let it fly. Cash Money, let it fly, let it fly. The whole squad, let it fly, let it fly. Because who's going to win it? The Bucks, let it fly. Milwaukee, we. Milwaukee, we. Milwaukee, we. Let it fly, let it fly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.